At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You don't get to keep the millions of dollars you pocketed from Saudi Arabia, from China, from the United Arab Emirates, or Qatar. You've got to return all the money your golf courses and country clubs have gotten from the Secret Service, the Department of Defense, and Commerce, and so on. Our government is not your personal ATM machine. And then the topper was, he called his Donald's plane Bribe Force One, which I thought was just kind of brilliant. So
Bribe Force One, I like that name. Susan, I can't wait to talk to you because this has been quite a week. It has been outrageous. We talked last week about Senator Padilla being wrestled to the ground, but now we have seen the full video. Lawrence O'Donnell played it last night on MSNBC, and it was shocking. It was jaw-dropping. What did you think?
I felt just the same way that you did. And the one thing that I kind of wish we had known last week when we talked about it was that What Padilla was responding to was when the Homeland Security Secretary Noem had just said, we're here, I'm paraphrasing, but she said something to the effect that we're here to liberate the city from socialists and replace the governor and the mayor. And that is
not— And we're going to stay as long as it takes to get rid of them.
Right. And that's not the job of Homeland Security. So that was very outrageous. That is what Padilla was responding to. He never lunged. He never lunged at her. And he clearly said his name. You could hear it on the tape, which we talked about that last week. But
yes, but he identified himself immediately. He was, and I said I needed some more facts, and now I have those additional facts. I want everyone to know. He was in California in that building where the press conference was being held by Kristi Noem, and he was there on official business. He then learned that she was having a public press conference and decided that since she wouldn't answer his questions in any other forum, maybe he could get some facts from her and that he was going to go and see if he could learn some facts.
And
while he was listening.
It wasn't even just that he couldn't get the facts from her. He was supposed to get facts from other people who worked for her at a meeting right prior to the press conference, and it was canceled. And so he felt that I lost my train of thought.
Well, he thought that he could get the information that he was promised by going to this public event. And at the public event, he heard what you just quoted, which was an outrageous statement, and he felt that he needed to ask a question. So he simply said, I'm Senator Padilla, and I have a question. And then he was immediately wrestled to the ground and escorted out, put on his knees, put flat face down, handcuffed, and dragged down a hallway. And as he said very dramatically, if this is what they do to a U.S. senator,
exactly,
imagine what they are doing, dragging people out of the farm fields, out of restaurants. And Susan, that raises an idea, a question for me, which is Donald Trump, after getting a lot of pushback from his business people saying, you're putting us out of business. We don't have any farm workers. We don't have any restaurant workers. We need these people. And he said, okay, well, we're not going to arrest those people. But now he's back to saying, yes, I am. Get out there, ICE, and arrest those people because they're easy targets. That's why he's doing it.
Well, and yesterday he changed his mind three times. He said, we're not going to go after the farm workers and the hotel workers because they're difficult to replace. Then he went back and he said, oh, yes, we are. And then he changed his mind again. And actually, it's clear. Now he said clearly at some point yesterday at a press conference, I'm not sure where, he said, they're going to go after the blue states. And some reporter said, you're going after the Democrats? He said, yeah.
He's not. So don't you think this is proof that Taco is a good name for Donald Trump?
Yes.
Trump always chickens out.
Definitely.
So chicken Trump, sorry that. Especially, definitely. I say that with Joyce Vance's raising chickens who she loves.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it worse. But, you know, this also raises a brand new issue. The comptroller of New York, who is running for mayor, Brad Lander, has now also been, I think, officially arrested, certainly handcuffed and escorted out, because he had been at a hearing for a person following all the rules for immigration, who in a federal court, his case was dismissed because there was no basis for detaining him. He was released. And those are prime targets for ICE. And masked ICE agents, plural, arrested him immediately upon leaving. And he was with the comptroller. He was with an elected state official, again, who was wrestled by ICE agents wearing masks. Why are they hiding their faces if they are doing something legitimate? And what is going to happen in this case? What do you think?
You know, we don't have completely all the facts. I saw a little bit of the video. There was a skirmish. You couldn't tell who did what. They're accusing him of assaulting ICE agents. Lisa Rubin was on MSNBC recently and said something to the effect that this is becoming a pattern where someone will go and do the right thing and show up at a hearing and have a hearing. And on the way out, ICE is arresting them. So it's like, it's just a free-for-all.
So I have two other subjects that I want, maybe more than two, but let's start with two more subjects that I want to talk to you about. And one is, I just heard Jacob Soboroff, who is an excellent reporter for NBC, on air, basically saying things that I would wish that as a prosecutor or as a defense lawyer, depending on what side I'm on, in this case, on the state of California side, talking about what actually is happening in the streets of San Francisco. He was reporting facts, and that'll bring me to another question about another reporter, Terry Moran, who was fired or whose contract was not renewed by ABC because of something he said that was viewed to be political, partisan opinion, not facts. But Soboroff stuck to the facts, saying the Trump administration is in court saying that the federal building is in danger, that there are mass protests that are violent. He said, I have been covering this for many days now, and I have seen not one piece of evidence of that.
And he's been out there a lot. You saw him everywhere. He's been amazing.
He has been really there, and he was saying they're lying in court. I don't know that he used the words lying, but he's saying what they're saying is just not the facts, which, if it's not the facts, remember the show is called Just the Facts, because I think facts matter. And if you're not saying the facts, you're lying. And so to say that about the lawyers in court arguing against the California Attorney General about returning the control of the National Guard of California to the governor where it belongs, I thought that was really a dramatic use of facts and fact reporting, which brings us to what happened with Terry Moran, and who tweeted some things that were very strongly opinionated about Stephen Miller and Donald Trump in a negative way, about them being evil and terrible and cruel. And ABC said his contract is up and we're not renewing it.
Right.
Do you, as a journalist, see it the same way I do? I think that they are right, that a reporter must stick to facts, not opinion. Do you see it the same way I do?
I do. Yes and no. I do see it that he
should. About the no, much more interesting.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
In terms of giving opinion and tweeting it out and all that, that was something that shouldn't have been done. I think it was an overreaction to fire him. I think that the whole issue with Donald Trump has put journalists between a rock and a hard place. I remember years ago, there was a, who was I telling you, it was from the Boston Globe, not the Boston Globe, from the Washington Post, who was the editor. I met him.
Marty
Baron. Couldn't think of his name. Marty Baron. And I said, I introduced myself because I was a new freelancer for them, for the Washington Post. And we were talking and it was just at the beginning of Trump's first term. And I said, you know, what do you do if someone is lying and you say he's lying? I mean, the papers were having a hard time even using the word lie in print early on. I mean, that has changed. But there was a whole learning curve here. We never had a president before who lied like this.
Well, no. Wait a second. Sorry.
Well, they lied.
Sorry. I would say that Richard Nixon lied to the public a
lot. But not to the extent that, I mean, Donald Trump, it's been documented, I don't know how many thousands of lies since he took office. I mean, it's been outrageous. But the point is that, you know, if you report something that's not true, and it was very negative about Trump, all of a sudden you're being told that you're biased, you know? And it was hard to, it's hard in this environment for a journalist to really tell the story and not be accused of being biased. And it's not a matter of right or left. It's a matter of right and wrong and truth and facts and lies. I mean.
And there is only one truth. There are no alternative facts. Sorry, Kellyanne Conway.
Right, remember Kellyanne Conway, and that was her line. Yes. So crazy.
I don't think that there's any question, but I do think I, as a opinion contributor, am free to give opinion.
Yes.
I'm free to say, I think, whereas a reporter to me must stick to, these are the facts. This is the information on which you can form an opinion.
Right.
And that he went beyond facts. Now, whether he needed to be terminated, not renewed, or whether he should have had a temporary timeout, a suspension or something, I have no opinion on that. But I do think he was wrong in what he did.
When you look at CBS and all the controversy that's gone on and how some of the networks are, you know, giving in to Donald Trump, it's very difficult as a reporter to know, you know, are you reporting or are you giving your opinion? I mean, there are a lot of very passionate people on the right and left who would say you're lying about, you know, you're giving your opinion and you're biased. So it's just, it's tough.
It's, but I think there is a line, and that reporters need to know what that line is.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I just, Terry Moran, unfortunately, he's a great reporter, been there for a long time, and I'm not sure they needed to fire him. I think they could have done something else. But
so, Susan, can we talk about No King's Day marches? And I suppose we should contrast that with talking about the military parade. As a former Pentagon official, I've seen a lot of military, not parades of this nature, because I saw those on television from Russia and from North Korea. I didn't see them happening in America. But let's talk about No King's Day. And there are many things to talk about there. One is the number of people who came out on one day in protest of Donald Trump's policies.
I think they're saying the biggest crowd ever in terms of a
biggest in the American
United
history.
States. Yes, in American history.
Yeah. And it wasn't limited to just America either. I think there were protests around the world. And that's important. There was some violence that led to Minnesota saying, please don't protest in Minnesota, because there was, and my, you know, I hate saying this because it's so trite, but thoughts and prayers to the families who were injured, and thoughts and prayers to the other members of government whose houses the killer visited, the alleged killer visited, although he seems to have confessed in a letter found. On the days he was running, he bought a car and an e-bike. And in the car was a note saying, I'm the one you're looking for. I did it. Right. So, but he's still only an alleged killer. He's not convicted. And he visited two other houses where luckily people weren't home. And so they didn't get hurt or injured. Two are injured, two are dead. And his motives, there's a list, a very long list of other people he was targeting. He was stalking. He used the internet. There are now state and federal charges. I will, let me just say to the audience, as a lawyer, I'm telling you, second degree murder, which he is charged with, is not sufficient. It will be, I am sure, indicted as first degree murder. Minnesota has a weird murder statute, but this qualifies as right. first degree murder because of the stalking and the planning, the mask he wore, the uniform he wore, the police light on his car, the police license plate on his car. This is a premeditated, planned, right. internet plan.
I found it interesting that apparently stalking on the internet, you're like, it's crossing state lines. It's a federal offense.
Yes. Yes.
So that was interesting, because just being on the internet, looking someone up and stalking them can be considered a federal offense.
Right. And the penalty is severe in the federal offense. It's interesting, again, because the federal government often will stay back until after a murder indictment and trial. Then in the case, like if you remember Aubrey Arbery, who was killed, stalked, I would say he was stalked, because he was a person of color jogging through a white neighborhood.
Right.
And was killed, I mean, in a horrible fashion. And there was an acquittal on the murder charges, and then the federal government stepped in on a civil rights violation. Yeah. So the federal government does sometimes intervene, but usually not until after a state murder trial where there is a state murder trial. But there are times like this where it may be that the two will proceed simultaneously, or they will reach some agreement as to who goes first so that there aren't two simultaneous trials. But can we go back to the No King's Day? And I was in Virginia, where I was planning to join the protest, until I was warned that it is an open carry state, that MAGA supporters frequently attend such marches with open displays of long guns. And because I didn't know my way around Richmond, which is where I was, I didn't feel safe. In Chicago, I would have known evasive tactics I could use, places I could hide. I just felt that it wasn't safe for me to join. There was some violence in Richmond. It wasn't anything that's made a lot of national news, but in Culpeper, a car drove into the crowd, which seems to be a growing tactic of MAGA. I'm going to make an assumption that this was a MAGA person, but it could be just an old person who got drunk or, you know, a drunk person. I don't know. We don't know the facts yet, but there was violence. There was the Minnesota happened, then the Culpeper happened, and then I was warned that MAGA comes with long guns, and I thought I shouldn't.
I was thinking it was such a split screen, and it really was orchestrated so well by Donald Trump. This is what he wanted. He wanted you to see on one side of the screen a military occupation that screams, one commentator said, commie, hippie, some other terrible words. And then on the other side, a military parade showing patriotic, good, strong, you know. And so that split screen was everything he needed. And then on top of it, if he got like a few, you know, snapshots of burning cars and some altercations, then he's got everything he needs for the midterms to put out there and say, this is, you know, I'm the strong one. I'm the one who's going to save us.
Let me ask, Susan, do you think that split screen played out for him? I think it was the opposite of what he wanted. His parade was ill-attended.
Yes.
The protests against him were hugely attended. He looked pathetic and sad and powerless and weak. He had, I've seen a lot of military parades. This was a ragtag group that sort of stumbled and sloughed through it.
Wait, so
it looked disorganized and bad. I'm sorry. It didn't look good to me.
The reporter, Michael Wolff, and he's somewhat controversial, but he always gets these scoops. And I just heard a podcast today, and he said that Hegseth got his head bitten off by Donald Trump. Why? Because the military parade, number one, they weren't in lockstep enough. Number two,
they looked
too happy and they were smiling. Trump wanted a military that looks like, you know, like Russia, you know, with no smiles on your face and very serious. And so, and he didn't get it. And he also said he had 250,000 people there. I've seen estimates between 20 and 40,000. You could see a lot of empty seats.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
And on the mall, it was mostly empty. It was definitely not a significant size crowd.
In terms of the protests and the No Kings, I just want to read one little snippet from Jamie Raskin in Philadelphia, because it was just so, as he always is, so well said.
Always.
Always. He said, this is word for word, I'm going to read this. No, you don't get to be a monarch or a dictator in America, and you don't get to be on the payroll of monarchs and dictators from other countries. Sorry, Donald, you don't get to keep the millions of dollars you pocketed from Saudi Arabia, from China, from the United Arab Emirates, or Qatar. You've got to return all the money your golf courses and country clubs have gotten from the Secret Service, the Department of Defense, and Commerce, and so on. Our government is not your personal ATM machine. And then the topper was, he called his Donald's plane Bribe Force One, which I thought was just kind of brilliant. So
Bribe Force One, I like that name.
I mean, I stopped by our protest in Highland Park with my dog. I wanted to see what was going on. I don't really participate because I am a journalist, and I just wanted to check it all out. And it was, I mean, there were so many people. There were great signs. They were joyful. There were people of all ages. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was peaceful. It was a nice day. There were some great signs. I saw a sign that said, one of them said, "Oh, dear world, we're really sorry. Sincerely, most Americans," which I thought was just, you know. And then, but my personal favorite sign, which I stole from my dog, said, "No Kings." And I have a it was on a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, which I have Winston, and I put it on, I put a post out that said, no kings except Winston, my King Charles, my Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. But
that was a good one.
Yeah, people were, you know, someone said democracy dies while Trump lies. Oh, how about this one? Does this ass in a picture of Trump make my country look small? I thought that was just.
I thought that was one of the best that I saw.
That was one of the best that I saw too. But
the best part was what you mentioned, Susan. You said it was all ages. I participated in the hands-off protests, which was the first of these organized nationwide protests. And I would say it was mostly adults up yeah. to people my age. And actually the best sign, although it wasn't really a sign, was on an elderly couple who had gloves, long gloves and short gloves, pinned to their coats, and each one said, hands off my Social Security, hands off my whatever, Medicare. Yeah. It was really, really clever, but it was mostly older people. And so I'm really glad that younger people are now seeing the dangers and are starting to participate. I think it's really, really important. Another issue about this military parade, and beyond the military parade itself, but how partisan the military is becoming under Donald Trump. Right. And this, you know, the issue of his speech at West Point, his speech at Fort Bragg, where something happened that I was shocked was the audience, cadets at West Point, soldiers at Fort Bragg, right. who were selected so that they were supporters of his, applauding and booing Democrats.
Well, and these soldiers are young, impressionable. I mean, this Tom, I think his name is Tom Nichol, who writes for The Atlantic. I heard him speak, and he mentioned a few things. He said it's important to note that Donald Trump encouraged armed uniformed soldiers of the Army to show contempt for elected leaders. He did that in his speech, and he encouraged soldiers to jeer and denigrate a city of the U.S. as if it would be unworthy of defeating. And then he also pointed at the free press, of course, and identified them as his personal enemy. I mean, the free press is in the Constitution. It's, you can't have a democracy without it. And
well, so is the right to assemble and the right to protest are in the Constitution. Right. But I'm narrowing the conversation to why the military must be nonpartisan, not clapping for Republicans or booing Democrats or vice versa. It should be nonpartisan. And there are many, many reasons. One is esprit de corps does not exist if you are political enemies.
Right.
The politics are irrelevant. You are supporting the Constitution. You are defending the nation. That includes Democrats and Republicans. And where you have a president who is fomenting partisan politics, when he is forcing Marines to take arms against American citizens. The thing that happened, by the way, going back to the New York comptroller, was he was saying to them, show me your warrant and I will agree with you. Show me your judicial warrant. And they didn't have a judicial warrant. That was clear. So we're in a situation where Donald Trump is trying to make the military his police force. That's what happens in Russia and in China.
And yet he claims
in Korea, veterans, North Korea.
He claims the veterans love him. And at the same time, he called them suckers and losers. Remember that? And talked about John McCain in a very disparaging way.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
So why do you think, Jill, he's doing this? Why? I mean, there are people that say that he's off the deep end now because he's losing. He's losing in court. And he's losing in the court of public opinion, as is evidenced by what went on this past weekend with 5 million people on the streets.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, that is, you are right on everything you've said, but it's also because he wants ultimate total control. He wants to be the unitary executive that is not in our Constitution. Our Constitution sets up a very clear three branches of government that are co-equal and have oversight over each other. And he doesn't want that. He wants total, absolute control, and he's going to do it whether it takes military intervention as a police force, whether it takes the abolition of our administrative state, which he's working hard to get. These are all serious, serious threats to our government. I just had lunch with a historian who is a law professor. I mean, she has a PhD in history and was a lawyer and is now a law professor at the U of C, whose area of specialty happens to be our foundational democracy, pre-Civil War and post-Civil War, but her first two books are really up to 1861. Now she's writing a book that goes past it, but she is an expert on what federalism meant back when we started the government, and I'm thinking of doing a show with her because I think it would be very interesting to talk about. So, when you're talking about Trump, gosh, this leads me to another subject, Susan, which is political violence and the growth of political violence, much of which, by the way, is anti-Semitic. But let's focus first on just the general category of political violence. As a reporter, tell me some of the things you're seeing in terms of politically violent activities.
Right. Well, we saw the couple in Washington that were gunned down. We saw this
coming out of the Holocaust Museum.
We just saw, the other day, Melissa Hortman in Minneapolis, and actually...
Your son-in-law knows Hartman, right?
Right. My son-in-law, Jacob Milner, he's from Minneapolis, knew her really, really well. He met her, he's known her since 2008. And the ironic thing about his relationship with her, first of all, he said she was kind and friendly and easy to work with and had a great work ethic, and everybody has said she was engaging and thoughtful. But what was so ironic to Jacob was that the one thing that he had worked on with her, this was years ago, they worked on legislation that divested Minnesota pension funds from foreign companies. And it was Russians that were investing in Iran's energy sector. And he said it was just so ironic that this all happened. And it did pass. It passed in, I think, 24 states. They worked really hard on it. And he said it was just so ironic that, at this time with the conflict in Iran and all this, and that she was killed, it was just so terrible. He also said that she was Catholic. Jacob worked for American Jewish Committee and also the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota. And he met her through there. And she was always very supportive of all the Jewish legislation and stuff that was important to the Jewish community, even though she was Catholic. And she accompanied all of them on a trip to Israel once. So he knew her really, really well. He just said, it's a profound loss for Minnesota. Terrible.
It is a tragedy for the country. And it's a tragedy that continues. And of course, that's another episode of political violence. But there are so many others that it's completely amazing. In this case, as I said, I think earlier, second-degree murder is not the appropriate charge. This has to be raised to first-degree right. murder. And the federal charges are legitimate for stalking and have to go forward. So
you know, besides the couple outside the Israeli embassy, we forgot about the protesters recently, the firebombing in Boulder.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, even in my neighborhood of Highland Park, Nancy Rotering, our mayor, came out with a letter to all the residents. There was something on a street in Highland Park, the anti-Semitic letters that were passed, and there were hazmat teams involved. So there must have been white powder in the envelopes or something. We don't really know. But that just happened the other day. And the anti-Semitic attacks are just becoming more prevalent. And it's scary.
There was an interesting result in Congress where Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota was actually confronted Senator Lee for his, I'm using air quotes if you're listening and not watching, for his jokes about the death of the senator, the Minnesota senator and her husband, and the shooting of the representative and his wife. Obviously, it was not a joke or funny. It was inappropriate. He has not apologized. He has caused a great deal of pain to the survivors, to everybody else who's on the list that
in case people
had.
Don't know, his one tweet said Nightmare on Walls Street, which is
W-A-L-Z for governor.
Right, governor. It's very offensive. And he also...
Well, how about Donald Trump's remarks about Walls' unhinged and he's...
Oh, right. Someone asked if he
I'm not calling him.
Right. He wouldn't even... Not only did Donald Trump not call Walls, Donald Trump has never, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, has not even mentioned the names of the people that were shot in Minnesota. He hasn't even... You know, in past times, we'd have a president who would call the family. We know that. I mean... And send their condolences. Donald Trump is like, he is part of the problem, clearly. And how do you have a senator who's joking about a woman who's only 55 years old who spent her lifetime in public service? It's sickening.
It is horrible. And one of Senator, I think it was Senator Smith's staff, wrote a letter to the staff. And Lawrence O'Donnell read the letter last night on air and basically said, if you work for Senator Lee and you don't resign, then you are as guilty as he is. You must resign. You cannot be part of someone who would make light of the murder of a public figure, a public officer of this kind. So in a bad shape.
How do you look at all this? I mean, this is where we're at in the United States of America, where a senator is gunned down and some senators, more than one.
She was a representative. She was a state representative.
The
senator was shot, but not killed.
Right. But there are people joking about it. And there are other...
They weren't joking. That is not a joke. No one could possibly think it's a joke.
Right.
But should be motivational for everyone who's listening to us now.
Right.
They must get out and you have to be informed, be involved, and vote and make other people vote. Do not turn out at this time. Do not tune out. Do not give up. Keep up the work. We have an opportunity... In 2026, it's not that far off, although I have to say it's only been a few months that Donald Trump has been in office a second time, and it seems like years. But we can't give up now. We must keep fighting. I believe there are Republicans who are going to realize that this is really worse than they ever thought. And it's up to corporations also to pressure him to stop this nonsense and to, you know, whether it's the tariffs or the immigration, he promised that he was going to deport criminals. And he didn't define criminals at that time as anybody who's here illegally as a criminal. Now he's saying anybody who is here undocumented. But not everybody here undocumented is illegal. Anybody who's claiming asylum is here legally. He right. doesn't care. He wants the numbers. And it's a surprise to me that he has failed to meet his target numbers as of now. And that is surprising to me.
There are people that are saying he targeted LA because they have a big Hispanic population.
Yes.
And those aren't the people that are going to disagree with him. He's not going to do this in Texas. Think about what he would get if he did this in Texas, right?
Texas, so it's all very, a couple it's of very states, calculated. A couple of states are following his lead, and they are calling up the National Guard. So, you know, governors who like this idea are calling them up. Now, that doesn't mean he won't federalize them, but they're Republican states, so he probably won't. He'll leave it to the governors because states' rights matter if you're a Republican state. But when you're a Democrat, you don't have any rights.
Right.
We're going to have to redefine states' rights.
You know, David Frum from The Atlantic, who's an amazing writer, he's brilliant. And he claimed this week that this is a dress rehearsal, and he's going to see if he can do it in other cities, and then especially around election time. So let that sit for a minute. Like, you know, military on the streets during elections so that you can't vote. Scary stuff.
So tell me something happy, good, optimistic, because I don't want to end this conversation thinking that we're going to have martial law imposed, which means that the military takes over the government. So, and that's, you know, the Insurrection Act is the next step, and then the next step is martial law. What can you tell me that is good and optimistic? Who's done something that's worth praising?
Well, there was a four-year-old little girl that was going to be deported who was critically ill. And the public protest stopped it. I mean, they were absolutely going to send her back to Mexico, and she was going to die. And it didn't happen. Why? Because people made a lot of noise.
And you know what? I grew up in an era, as you did, where public protest matters. That's why No King's Day matters. And there will be more. I don't know what the next one will be called, but there will be more mass protests. And the more people who come out, the more it will change the outcome. It changed the outcome of the Vietnam War. It changed the outcome of Watergate.
Civil rights.
Hopefully, yeah. Civil rights. That was protest that mattered. And I think that there is going to be that kind of protest happening to help us get through this period. Don't you think so?
Yes, I definitely do. And I mentioned to you, and we don't really have time to talk about it today, but there was a Harvard political scientist, Erica Chenoweth, I believe is her name,
yes.
When 3.5% of the country's population is engaged, it brings about social or political change. I mean, that's a fact. And
how many people would 3.5%
be? 12 million. Okay. In the United States.
So we had 5 million at this march.
Right.
Let's double that number for the next march. It's sort of like the theory that when the first woman is appointed to a board of directors, doesn't have that much impact. It takes 3 to have an impact.
Interesting.
So 3% is a new number that we all should pay attention to. And we will delve into that in another conversation on Just the Facts. I look forward to that, Susan.
Me too. Thank you, Jeff.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally.
Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.